Legion Times Radio. Thanks for joining us again this week as we open up the Book of Nine and summon the news about Arx Mortis and the haunt industry. With a new segment called Morbid Media, returning segments like Random Haunt Facts and updates about your beloved haunt, Arx Mortis. Secure your place in the Book of Nine and join the Mortis Legion for this episode of Legion Times.
Welcome to the last year on Earth, 2012. We pick up where our story left off with Chapter 9. Well, as many of you may know, Transworld is coming up again, quickly approaching. It's in March again this year. And once again, it'll be hosted in St. Louis. Vinny and a select few others will be attending this event. This is their 17th annual event, and it is a convention that brings haunt owners together to see new ideas, see what's out there for their haunted attractions, get new props, things like that. Now, once Vinny gets back home, he'll be eager to start on the new projects that he has in store for Arx Mortis and Miner's Hill. Now, no dates have been set up yet, but when time comes, he will need all the help he can get. We had a great year during the 2011 season, wouldn't you say, Rob?
I would indeed. I saw a lot of people come out. We had surpassed our numbers from the previous years, I believe.
Yeah, I think we added a lot of new people. Had close to 200, if not more, than 200 people out there this year. That is a lot of people to be putting on a haunted house, and a lot of new faces. A lot of old actors have moved on to other things, and had a lot of new actors out there, and you know, everyone was talking about everyone doing such a great job.
Oh yeah, the new actors and actresses really stepped up. I was really, really surprised, and what's cool about it is usually, you know, during the season, about mid to late season, especially during Hell Week, you know, you start to see a lot of actors and actresses kind of drift off, and you start seeing who is really committed or dedicated to the haunted house. And we had a lot of people stay.
Yeah, I know. That was what was so cool about it, because in previous years, people have, you know, they've kind of slacked off during what we call Hell Week. And this year, or last year, I should say, we had a lot of people stick around to the very end. They'd start with us, and then they stuck around to the very end. That's true haunters right there.
Oh yeah, I agree. And not only did the actors and actresses step up, but you know, with Chaos, you know, the new paintball attraction, we had people that volunteered or you know, basically
they'd get shot at every single night.
Exactly.
You know, and taking paintballs is not an easy thing to do. I mean, those guys were bruised up and battered, and they were tired, wore out, and you know, so you know,
they stepped up to the plate. I'm telling you,
they did. They did a real good job, and I think everyone was proud of them, and you know, brought the new attraction to new heights. Now we've got to step it up and try and do something different this year to make it even better, so that people don't get the same old, you know, the patrons don't get the same old thing from last year. You know, you got to step it up a little bit every year,
And yeah, you know,
I believe a lot of the new actors and actresses will step up their costumes, hopefully. And you know, you got to basically give the audience or the patrons a new show every time, every year. You know, they've seen it. You know, we've had returning patrons, and you know, new patrons came in last year. You know, it's the same way every year. But you need to give them, you know,
110%.
Exactly.
The whole time. But you got to give them something new every time, you know. And I think we can do it. You know, I think these new actors, they've got the potential. They may need a little bit of training on certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they can. They've got the potential to put us at number one and stay at number one on the charts for a long time.
I hear that, you know, from people that I've talked to, you know, outside of the haunted house industry, just people that have, you know, were just patrons, just came through, said that we were the best as far as acting and you know.
Oh yeah, there's videos on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Or videos on, well, they're still on YouTube from last year, from where people have gone through, you know, doing like a little commentaries or whatever, mm-hmm. about the haunts, and they went to several other haunts and ranked us the best. So that's what it's all about, is mm-hmm. giving the patrons mm-hmm. the best and
having fun too.
And having fun, really. Yeah. That's what it's really all about, having fun. If you can't have fun, then there's really no reason to be there. So.
Exactly. And you know, for returning actors and actresses, I mean, not only step up your costume and you know, but work on your character, work on a little bit of improv, you know, because the best lines come from improv. I mean, that's what I tell everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the spur of the moment type thing where you catch the patron off guard and they didn't expect you to say something like that, you know, that morbid, and it really puts the fear into them.
Oh yeah.
And that's what sets us apart from everyone else.
Exactly. And if you don't know what to say, or if you don't know, you know, what lines will fit with your character, go to Jeff Creasy, go to Doc. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Doc has, he comes.
Don't be shy, he won't bite.
Yeah, he has all kinds of ideas, and you tell him what the situation is, he's got a comeback for it. It doesn't matter. You know, he's got a comeback for it. So, yeah, definitely go to him.
Yes, yes, I know you're hungry. Ah, and here comes dinner.
Feed my Frankenstein!
Hey guys, this is Robs, and welcome to LTR Episode 9. First and foremost, I'd like to say that it's great to be back. Not only is LTR back up and running again, but we also have a new format that we are trying out. We also have some new segments that we are debuting, such as Morbid Media. Every show, I will provide you with some of the latest media news within the haunt industry, movie industry, and more. Everything horror-related that you may be interested in. I must start things off and talk about a new film that is currently in development. Apparently, Platinum Dunes, who is best known for producing genre remakes such as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Friday the 13th, and A Nightmare on Elm Street, is looking to produce a film called The Hauntrepreneur. The film is about a man who is hired to help a family adjust to their new town by creating a haunted house full of oddball characters. The studio had no comment on the casting, but it has been reported that Russell Brand, who played in the comedy Get Him to the Greek, will play the main star in this film. The project has previously been described as similar in tone to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, with a bit of Beetlejuice thrown in.
I don't know about you, but I can definitely see Russell Brand as an off-center combination of Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka and Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice. Now, on a television, season 2 of Face Off started airing a few weeks ago. If you have never seen Face Off, Face Off is a competition elimination series that explores the world of special effects makeup artists. The contestants are tasked with challenging challenges, including executing full-body paint makeup on models and creating their own horror villain. Each contestant must have knowledge of prosthetics, 3D design, sculpting, eye enhancers, casting, and molding. Every episode involves reveals of the competitor's finished work and the drama of the contestant being sent home by the panel of expert and celebrity judges. The show culminates in one winner and one grand prize. I started watching Face Off last year, and others within the Hunt family did as well. Some of us got to meet two of the contestants from last year's season of Face Off at Transworld. If you're interested in prosthetics, airbrushing, and more, this is definitely a show to watch. I highly recommend that you tune in to Sci-Fi on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. The last bit of info that I would like to share to you guys is about films and trailers that are currently in development for our beloved haunted attraction, Arx Mortis. I've assembled a group of people who are devoted to developing a series of trailers leading up to the opening of Arx Mortis 2012 season. I can't release much information at this time, but be watching the Mortis Legion page for more details. We will need all the help we can get. 2012 is the year we push out all the trailers and short films we can. Also, regarding the 2011 recap video that I shot at the end of the season, I am unfortunately unable to use it as the footage is horrible quality. Like I said, 2012 will be a better year for me as far as film work goes. It is redemption, if you will. So get in gear, because we will be calling upon everybody when the time comes. Well, I believe that is all for this segment of Morbid Media. Once again, I'm glad to be back on the air with LTR, and I hope you guys like the new format of the show. Remember, we love to hear your feedback, as this is a show devoted to you, our Haunt family. We are here to inform you of the news surrounding the Haunt, and most of all, entertain. Without you, we cannot put on a successful podcast. With that being said, make sure you go to legiontimesradio.podomatic.com or hit us up on the Mortis Legion Facebook page for all comments, requests, and or suggestions.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
With news from the Haunt Industry, here's Tristan.
Hey there, Legion. This is Tristan coming at you with this week's Haunt Industry news. So, starting up here in the next month or so, in March, is going to be the kickoff of convention season here in the industry. And so I thought that it'd only be fitting if I told you about three of the industry's biggest trade shows. So starting off, we've got the 17th annual Transworld featuring the Haunt Show. That'll be March 8th through the 11th at the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri. For more information on that, you can go to haashow.com. One of the cool things that they've got this year is that they've got three big stars that's going to be walking about the show floor, including Chuck Williams, who is an actor, director, and filmmaker. And he's appeared on Pirates of the Caribbean, On Stranger Tides, California Girls, and The Girls Next Door. He also has over 50 films and television shows that he has both acted and directed for. But along with him, you've got Danielle Harris, who has been on Halloween 4 and 5 and on Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2. She's also made appearances on Roseanne and Hatchet 2. And bringing out the list, we've got Tony Moran, who is the original Michael Myers and was also on The Waltons. Now, something cool about Transworld this year is they're going to be featuring coupon books for the first time. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out or how it's going to happen, but what I'm guessing is that some of the vendors there will have coupons that they have all kind of collaborated together. They might have paid a little bit more. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work, but well, I guess we'll see whenever that time comes. But Transworld has been dubbed the biggest must-attend show in the industry, and I do know for a fact that there will be a small group from Arx Mortis that will be heading there this year. So coming up next in our list of conventions, we've got the Midwest Haunters Convention. That will be from June 8th through the 10th. And that you can find more information about that on MidwestHauntersConvention.com. It's located in Columbus, Ohio. And the coolest thing about Midwest Haunters Convention is their pre-con bus tours. And those tours will include the following attractions. And that would be Darkside Acres in Jonesville, Missouri, Jackson's Underworld in Jackson, Missouri, Erebus in Pontiac, Missouri, Realm of Darkness and also in Pontiac, Missouri, Radisson Hotel, that's also in Pontiac, Missouri, there's a lot of haunted houses there, and Exit 13 Haunted House in St. Morris, Missouri, St. Lucifer's in Flint, Missouri, and that would be a Lights On tour, so there won't be any actors. You also have The Crypt from Burton, Missouri, Terrortown in Maumee, Ohio, and you'll only tour their 3D haunt. Dimensions of Darkness in Maumee, Ohio as well. Parkway Plaza, I guess that's just where you go and get dinner, at Maumee, Ohio. And Fear Factory in Findlay, Ohio. That's two full days of awesome haunt tours. And they'll include all of your meals and all of the cool stuff. But I'll kind of give you a few little details on some of those attractions. I know that Darkside Acres, according to the website here, it says Darkside Acres Haunted House is a state-of-the-art eye-popping experience produced and directed by Body Bag Entertainment, a professional FX company. Event management team, acting troupe, prop designers, and professional entertainers. Darkside Acres will provide a morbid blend of unique special effects and high-impact acting that is directed toward teens and young adults. And the other big haunted house that they've got with them is Erebus Haunted House. It's founded by Ed and Jim, Terrabus, veterans of the haunt industry since 1981. It opens its doors in 2000 and has gained national recognition as being one of the top haunts, as well as earning the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's longest walkthrough haunt attraction in August of 2005. They held the title until September of 2009, which that now goes to Cutting Edge Haunted House in Texas. Erebus leads its victims through four stories of unique and terrifying paths with fear so intense some call it pain. But that was Midwest Haunters Convention, and now we'll roll on over to HauntCon, which will be in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. You can find out more information about that on HauntCon.com. That'll be May 3rd through the 7th. One of the interesting things about this place is that they've got a hearse and parade car show, where they designate a certain time and place that they pretty much line up all the hearses that you want to bring. You got your decals and all that good stuff on it. And also another cool thing that they do is they do a haunted garage sale where you bring all of your used props and animatronics and all the good stuff and line them up to sale. So that's all I got for you this week there, Legion, and we'll see you next time.
This is a ballad that I wrote. It's about peace and love and good happiness stuff.
Well, that's going to bring us to the end of Chapter 9.
We already have our next show packed full of goodies for you. So look for our next podcast as soon as Vinny gets back from Transworld. Hopefully we'll have some new random hot facts for you and a brand new segment along with a new game that we're going to be playing right here. Until then, may the Force be with you.